And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, Sid Schroyer talks about memories.
My earliest memories are of a place that's been underwater since the mid-60s. My dad grew up on a farm at what is now the bottom of what is now called the Mississinewa Lake, a man-made lake that used to be called the Mississinewa Reservoir. That's about a mile from the town, also underwater, where Dad went to high school, a Wabash County town called Somerset. I go to the water's edge sometimes to look for something familiar. I was born in 1953. In 1953, Somerset included the Gruner Grocery Store, the Hardacre Slaughterhouse, Somerset Hardware, a post office, Brown's Shell Station, Somerset High School, two churches, a Masonic Lodge, and 250 people. There were giant maple trees and a grove of white pine, but even though it hugged the Mississinewa River, there's no record of flooding there in Somerset. The flooding was downstream in Peru, frequent and even deadly, and that's why the Army Corps of Engineers dammed the Mississinewa. My very earliest memory is of a mistaken thought, the moment just before I stuck my hand into the moving blades of a push mower. I'm going to make that stop. That's where I see the paint-peeling gray two-story farmhouse up the steps across the gravel road from a creek. I see a rusty iron one-lane bridge. I see myself telling my cousin Mike that touching the fence around the pig pen made my toes tingle. That's where Linda, Stan, and I each had our own set of cousins to play with, and where Aunt Emmy made everybody laugh, everybody except Howard, her husband. Dad, three brothers, and one brother-in-law had been in the service during the war. Burnell was out of touch for 2 years in the South Pacific, and they worried he was dead. But Burnell and everybody else made it home by 1946 to the little farm west of Somerset. 12 years later, in 1958, the government told residents that Somerset was part of a 5-square-mile area that would be flooded in the Upper River Flood Control Project of the Army Corps of Engineers. An order to move was so unsettling that some people got sick. Some of the older people couldn't even talk about it. Grandma Schroyer died in 1958. At the funeral home in Converse, her son Wendell lifted me up to have a look. By 1964, Somerset was gone. Dad took the mower, the electric fence was mute, and Red Bridge was yanked off its supports. From town, they dragged some houses up to State Road 13 and put up a sign that first said New Somerset and later simply Somerset. Dad said, "Thank you," at Christmas when Morse gave his siblings each a section of a blackboard salvaged from the high school, fashioned into a message board. But Dad never used it. Grandma's body was moved to the Pleasant Grove section of the new Mississinewa Memorial Cemetery along 13, one of hundreds of bodies that had to be moved from 7 graveyards that were to be flooded. The dam at Peoria was closed, the water rose, and the Mississinewa Reservoir was born in 1966. Pop, everybody called my grandfather Pop, Pop moved into a little trailer in Windfall in Mary and Bud's backyard. Pop rode the Greyhound bus alone to spend long spells with relatives at his boyhood home in Miami County, Kansas, and he took one-week intervals in the homes of his sons and daughters. There's a faded square Kodak color print of the last time I saw him, at Pete and Lenore's, sitting on the Davenport with Dad. It says Jan 74 on the side. I've poked around down there from time to time over the years, looking for the place where a kid learns not to stick his hand in a lawnmower. I'm looking for cousins, aunts and uncles, Pop, and Grandma Schroyer. I'm looking for Mom and Dad, laughing. Just once, God, let me slip through a crack in the universe. If I could find that house, I'm thinking that the people I remember would be there, too. I go by the no trespassing sign where old State Road 513 bends west, walking north down the hill on a road that fades into tracks and then, like the past, disappears into the water. For Michiana Chronicles, I'm Sid Schroyer.
Please tell my brothers I love them still. Over the mountains on their phone bill. I should come more often, but they know I never will. Please tell my brothers I love them still. Please tell my sister I miss her too. my nieces and nephews in their swimming pools. When I think about her, skies are blue. Please tell my sister I miss her too.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and again at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. You can hear Michiana Chronicles anytime on WVPE.org.